यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जनाय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जमुनातीर वनचारी यमुनातीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीर वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज
जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय
राधा माधव राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे
जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की
जय
नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्यै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम्
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम्
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम्
ततो जयं मुदीरये
ततो जयं मुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भागवत सेवया
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर् भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा
हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare
Krishna. Today is Ekadashi Hari Vasre Madhava Tithi, and you are all welcome at Rasati Mataji's residence for morning Bhagavatam class.
Hare Krishna, сегодня
Ekadashi.
Сегодня Павитропана Экадаши.
Ekadashi is called Hari Vasre, means day of a Hari, Lord Hari. It's also called Madhava Tithi. Madhava is the name of Krishna, which means the husband of Goddess of Fortune.
Который является супругом богини процветания.
And tithi means day, or date.
Значит, определенный день.
And you are all welcome here for morning Bhagavatam class.
И вы сегодня находитесь на этом классе по Шримад Бхагаватам.
We were reading from Шримад Бхагаватам, first canto, 17th chapter.
Yeah.
There is the punishment of Kali Yuga and the reward of Kali Yuga. Punishment and reward. So yesterday we discussed two verses. The first verse was that a low-class man, Maharaj Parikshit observed, was beating a cow and a bull.
В первом стихе говорилось о том, что как Махараджа Парикшит увидел, что низкорожденный человек избивает быка и корову.
Шрила Прабхупада said, first symptom of Kali Yuga is the fourth class people will take the role of administrator, manager, and king and give torture to the innocent animals and citizens.
И Шрила Прабхупада описал первый симптом Кали-йоги, что люди четвертого класса, они возьмут правление в свои руки, и они не будут защищать, будут беспокоить животных.
And the second verse says the personality of the religion was harassed and terrified by that fourth class person making a show of a king.
И второй стих говорит о том, что олицетворение религии будет опрано людьми этого класса и
The fourth class person was dressing as a king and was terrifying the religion personified.
И люди низшего класса будут одеты как цари, и они будут
giving trouble to the personified religion.
И они будут доставлять беспокойство людям, религиозным людям.
So the second symptom of the Kali Yuga is the principle of religion is rejected by ruling class.
И, соответственно, второй симптом Кали Юги будет rejected.
Principle of religion is rejected. Is disrespected.
Что принципы религии будут уничтожены, они не будут уважаемы.
So the government will have no respect for religion.
И правительство, оно не уважает религию.
Not respect for religion, religious people, religious books, they will have no respect.
И это правительство, то есть не будет уважения религии, религиозным личностям, которые следуют религии, религиозным книгам.
And today we will read the third verse, which is the third symptom of Kali Yuga.
И сегодня мы будем с вами изучать третий стих, в котором описывается третий симптом Кали Юги.
Hare Krishna, Amaravati. Пожалуйста. Гам чадхарам дугам динам брашам содрападахатам Vivatsan ashro vadanam shamam vyasam ichchatim. This is the third verse of this chapter. Gam cha dharam dugam dinam. Gam means karova, cow. Cha dharam dugam. She gives the ingredients which are religion, which are very important for religion.
В этом стихе гам означает корова, и дхарма дугам означает, что корова является полезной тем, что она дает ингредиенты, которые могут быть использованы для религиозной деятельности.
How cow gives the religious principle?
Каким образом, какой принцип дает корова, какой принцип дает корова?
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked in Australia, what is the importance of Bhagavad Gita, which is given over 5,000 years ago, now, today?
Однажды, когда Шрила Прабхупада был в Австралии, он спросил, какой религиозный...
Bhagavad Gita, which is given over 5,000 years ago, is useful for now, today's men. Then Srila Prabhupada quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita, Anad Bhavati Bhutani Prajanyad Anasambhava. Srila Prabhupada said, everybody is maintaining his life by grains.
Srila Prabhupada сказал, процитировал этот стих, и он значит, что жизнь каждого, она зависит от зерен.
And the grains are produced by rains.
Производится земледельцами.
Grains are produced by rains, and rains are produced by yagya.
И благодаря им производятся яги.
And yagya is performed by the pious person by his own action.
И ягья производится.
Yagya is performed by a pious person by his action.
Ягья производится действиями и вот этими чистыми личностями.
Okay. So, Srila Prabhupada said, are the people not eating grains now?
Srila Prabhupada спросила, что сейчас люди не вкушают зерна.
There's no need of rain for the agriculture?
Что они не нуждаются в том, чтобы производить сельхозпродукцию?
You still need grains and you need rains.
И вы до сих пор нуждаетесь в этом.
So the teaching of Bhagavad Gita is valid today also.
И ценности Бхагавад Гиты, что на самом деле послание Бхагавад Гиты является ценным и сегодня.
But the point is, the rains will come at time if we perform yagya. Rain will come in time, in a proper time, if we perform yagya.
И дождь будет приходить тогда, когда мы будем производить ягья.
So how will we perform yagya?
Каким образом мы можем совершать ягья?
Well, there are different type of yagya, but the one of the yagya is what is called fire sacrifice.
И существует пять видов яги, и одно из них является наиболее сокровенным.
In which the masala, clarified butter of the cow, along with other herbs and spice, is put in the fire.
Суть этого заключается в том, что очищенное масло, оно опускается в огонь, и в огонь также опускаются травы и зерна.
Yagya is called dharma.
Ягья называется дхарма.
Dharma means religion.
Дхарма значит религия.
And yagya is Lord Vishnu, God himself.
Ягья это есть на самом деле Господь Вишну, он лично сам.
In Ramayana says, Ramo Vigravana Dharma. Lord Ramchandra is personified religion.
Господь Рамачандра, он олицетворяет саму религию.
So, Yagya is a Supreme Lord.
Таким образом, Ягья это есть Всевышний Господь.
And Yagya is performed by clarified butter, that is masala ghee.
Ягья производится вот этим вот чистым маслом, которое есть ги.
And ghee is coming from the cow.
И вот это ги, оно приходит от коровы.
So, the cow is most important for dharma.
И таким образом мы видим, что корова является очень важной для дхармы.
And performing of the yagya pleases the Lord.
И совершение яги, оно удовлетворяет Господа.
And all the other assistants, devotees of the Lord.
I'm sorry, and
all other devotees of the Lord, demigods.
И это удовлетворяет других преданных Господа, полубогов.
And they will provide all the necessities for the human beings to live peacefully on this planet.
И эти полубоги, они таким, они удовлетворяют все потребности для существования людей.
Once in Kolkata, the arrangement was made for a huge yagna.
И однажды в Калькутте была произведена вот эта вот большая ягья.
So the government police came and he said, well, you will have this smoke coming from the fire and the atmosphere will be polluted.
Правительственная полиция приехала на эту ягью, и они вот думали о том, что вот эта вот копоть и дым от этой яги, оно загрязнит воздух вокруг.
And then the priest of the yagya, the acharya, he said, do you have some device to detect the pollution level?
И тогда главный священник, проводящий яги, он спросил у них, у вас есть какое-то устройство, которое может зафиксировать осквернение, ну вот это загрязнение, которое произойдет от яги?
Because yagya purify the atmosphere.
Потому что яги, на самом деле, она очищает атмосферу.
And you are saying yagya is going to pollute by smoke.
Вы говорите о том, что яги, оно загрязняет атмосферу вот этим вот чадом.
So if you have any machine, any device, you can check the pollution level.
Ну, если у вас есть такое устройство, которое может зафиксировать уровень загрязнения, то проверьте загрязнение, которое совершает машины.
Oh, they say we have machine for testing the pollution level.
Ну, у нас есть вот эта вот машина, и мы можем зафиксировать вот этот уровень загрязнения.
See, all right, you put your all machine all around.
Он сказал, хорошо, давайте разместите все эти устройства вокруг места производства яги.
And we have a pure cow's ghee, and we will perform yagya for the welfare of the whole world.
И хорошо, мы будем совершать эту ягью благодаря вот этому чистому ги для того, чтобы было благословение для всего мира.
As soon as they started putting the oblation in the fire, swaha, swaha, and I say, Govindaya namaha iti, Govindaya iti emna mama swaha. So as they are started doing it, the machines say, no pollution, atmosphere is purifying, atmosphere is purifying.
И как только яги началась, произнесение вот этих мантр сваха и там Говинда намаха, да, то все вот эти аппараты, инструменты, они зафиксировали, что нет никакого осквернения.
Yes. Yagya purify the atmosphere.
Да, ягья, она очищает атмосферу.
And it pleases the yagya pleases the Supreme Lord Narayana.
Это и ягья, она удовлетворяет Всевышнего Господа Нараяна.
And when the Supreme Lord is pleased, all the head of the departments of the universal management are also pleased.
И когда Господь Нараяна удовлетворен этой ягьей, то все управляющие божества этой вселенной, они также получают это удовлетворение.
And then they provide all the necessities for the human civilization as well as for the all living beings to peacefully, cooperatively live on this planet.
И тогда они производят все необходимое для того, чтобы...
Julia, Hare Krishna, welcome. In a traditional Vedic way, the cow is called mother. Because it provides the milk which is used by the human civilization as their food. In your country also, you are using the cow's milk, cow's cream, butter, ghee. All these products are cow are used by the human beings.
И в вашей стране также производятся вот эти все продукты, молоко, масло, сметана, которые необходимы для человеческого существования.
And the cow products, if utilized by the human being, then his brain tissues will be enriched to understand the finer truth or the absolute truth. The cow products will make the fine tissues of the brain to grasp the absolute truth, the helpful for God realization.
Продукты благоприятным для ума, для того, чтобы, ну, как...
Харе Кришна.
Чтобы они были способны осознать абсолютную истину.
О, Джулия, knows English?
Yes, she, because some words I don't...
Good, she knows, it's good. She also knows something.
Yes.
Chu-chu-chu-chu. So, gam cha dharam dugdam. Dugdam, dugdam means the milk we get, the products of the cow, this is called panchagavya. Five products of the cow: cow dung, cow urine, cow milk, cow ghee, and what is the fifth one? Panchagavya. The five, this pancha, gavya means cow. The five amrit, amrit means nectar, we receive from the cow. The cow dung, huh? The cow dung is purifying and antiseptic. Any puja is only done when you spread the layer of the cow dung for yagya or any other puja. It's very purifying. Cow milk, cow ghee. And? Sorry?
Yogurt, dahi.
Dahi, yes, dahi.
Dahi and urin.
Ghee, dahi. Ghee, dood, dahi.
Yeah.
Ghee means masala.
Yeah, masala.
And dood means milk, dahi means yogurt, and cow dung and cow urine. These are panchagavya. So, gam cha dharma dugham, gam cha dharma dugham is beneficial. One can draw religion from her, dharma dugham. I mean, dugham means you get the religious, you get the paraphernalia which are very useful for performance of religious activities. The next word is dinam. Dinam means she is now helpless, she is not protected.
Dinam означает, что та, которая сейчас не защищена, которая...
Actually, dinam means poor.
Dinam на самом деле означает бедная.
Poor means nobody care for. Nobody care for cow. Nobody care for cow.
Это значит, что никто не защищает корову.
Nobody feed cow. Nobody protect cow.
Никто не защищает корову.
It's like not protecting mother.
Это как не защищенная мама.
So who is giving the trouble to the cow?
И скажите, кто создает эти проблемы для коровы?
It says, Brisham Sudraha Pada Ahatam. Sudra, the fourth class man, was troubling and beating the leg of the cow. Cow by the leg of the cow.
Итак, отвечая на предыдущий вопрос, Шудра, человек четвертого класса, он создавал вот эти проблемы для коровы, он избивал ее.
Actually, in a Vedic system, every household must have at least four cows.
Системе, на самом деле, каждый домохозяин должен был содержать четыре коровы.
Because cow is a family.
Потому что корова, она как член семьи.
It provides the at least maintenance of the whole family. The economy. Cow is the economy of a Vedic civilization. Cow is the economy.
Корова, на самом деле, обеспечивает экономику всей семьи и страны.
It's cow is protected.
Корова — это наша защита.
And Because she is now beaten by fourth class men, so, and the what is the greatest distress to the cow? What is the greatest distress to the cow?
Из-за того, что она была избиваема вот этим человеком четвертого класса, что вот ее вот ввергло в такой большой стресс?
Vivatsan. Vivatsan. Vi means without and vatsan means calf. She has given birth to a baby calf and these cruel people, they separate the calf from the cow to get more milk, to sell milk and kill the calf and so cow is without the calf. Vivatsan, without calf. Vivatsan.
Vivatsan, это слово vivatsan значит то, что корове приносит большой стресс, что люди для того, чтобы производить молоко, ну, как употреблять его для себя, они отделяют от коров телят и убивают этих телят.
See, milk in the cow, say, mother's love is liquefied and become a milk for a baby.
Когда она становится жидкой, она становится молоком для того, чтобы вскормить ребенка.
It is only the mother whose love actually liquefied in the form of milk.
И только любящая мать может, ну, произвести вот эту вот жидкую любовь среди
молока. No, so many people love baby, father, grandfather, but only mother's love becomes milk.
Только много людей любят своих детей, отцы любят детей.
Hare Krishna,
но только материнская любовь становится вот молоком.
Please come, welcome. Take a stool. And one of the very loving quality of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. One of the best quality of Krishna. The
одно самое как бы лучшее качество Кришны.
Is a Bhakta Vatsala.
Это Bhakta Vatsala.
Bhakta means devotee.
Bhakta значит преданный.
And Vatsa means a calf. And Vatsala is a cow.
И Vatsala значит корова.
Now cow loves the calf so much, when she give birth to the calf, she clean the calf with all blood, pus, urine. She cleans the calf completely. Have you seen this?
Когда корова рождает теленка, она его облизывает, очищает его от... Она его очень любит, она лижет его, она очищает его от, ну, всех, ну, вот этой крови, мочи, в которой родился теленок.
Similarly, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna
подобным образом Всевышний Господь Шри Кришна
clean the devotee from all dirty things in the heart.
Очищает преданных от всех этих нечистот в сердце.
So he is called Bhakta Vatsala.
И его называют Bhakta Vatsala.
So the milk of the cow is for the calf.
И молоко для коров, оно на самом деле для телят.
Cow only gives milk because she has to feed her own calf.
Коров дает молоко, потому что она должна ощущать своего теленка.
But Krishna has provided double milk in the cow, half for the calf and half for the one who maintains the cow.
Но Кришна, он так устроил, что корова может давать молоко и для теленка, и для того, кто содержит корову.
In Bhagavad Gita's glories there's a verse. Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdam Gita Mritammat. Which means, if all the Vedic literature become cow.
В Бхагавад Гите есть прославляющий стих, который говорит, что вся если вся ведическая литература представляет как корову.
Now the most important thing in Karava is milk, but you must know how to milk the cow.
Теперь мы знаем вот эту важную вещь о том, что такое молоко, но мы должны знать о том, как взять это молоко.
Actually, the word docha, dochaka, which is a Sanskrit word dohitra, which means one who milk the cow.
Это слово дочка?
Yeah,
дочка?
Yes. Yeah, дочка.
Это русское слово дочка, оно похоже на санскритское слово дохита, которое значит, кто умеет доить, выдаивать.
Yeah, дочка means, in Sanskrit is called дохитар. Дохитар means one who milk the cow.
Дохитар значит тот, кто доит корову, то есть доярка.
And that one дохитар become дочка. In English it become, in English it become datar. So all the daughters in a home used to milk the cow.
Поэтому все дочери должны уметь доить корову.
Yeah, so if the whole Vedic literature is cow, but there must be somebody who can milk the cow, and the best milkman is Gopala Nandana, Dugda Gopala Nandana. It is Krishna who was milking whole Vedic literature.
Итак, если ведическая литература это корова, то должен быть тот, кто может выдаивать это молоко. И поэтому Гопал, он, а Кришна, он...
He's a good milkman. He can milk cow.
И,
It's easy for him to milk the cow.
Хорошо. И им является Кришна, он Гопал, и он лучше, кто то есть выдаивает это молоко из ведической литературы.
But cow will only give milk if there is a calf, a baby.
Корова она дает только молоко, когда есть теленок.
If there is no baby, no milk.
Когда нет теленка, то нет молока.
So who is the baby to receive whole Vedic knowledge?
Итак, кто есть этот ребенок, для которого, который выдаивает, получается, это ведическое знание?
Partha Vatsa. Partha is Arjun, and Arjun become the calf. It means out of love for Arjun, Krishna has spoke Bhagavad Gita.
И вот благодаря этой любви к Арджуне Кришна он рассказал Бхагавад Гиту.
Because for the love to the calf, cow gives milk.
Потому что только благодаря любви коровы имеет теленку, коровы есть молоко.
If there is no baby calf, the cow will not give milk. If there is no devotee, there will be no devotional service, no Krishna consciousness.
Если нету преданных, то не будет служения Кришне, не будет сознания Кришны.
Yeah, which most important is the devotee, who is like a calf.
Поэтому преданные являются очень важными, которые похожи на, которые как телята.
The another phrase in a Vedic tradition is, wherever calf goes, cow goes. Yeah, you take the calf, cow will come behind you. So, similarly, wherever devotees goes, God goes. Yes. Wherever calf goes, cow goes. Wherever devotee goes, God goes.
Итак, куда идет теленок, туда идет корова. Куда идет преданный, туда идет Господь.
Yes, Prabhupada went to America and Jagannath ran from India and reached to the San Francisco.
Да, Шрила Прабхупада, он уехал в Америку, и Джаганнат, он пошел за ним в Сан-Франциско.
Oh yeah, he appeared there in front of Prabhupada, Malati Mataji brought it, and Prabhupada said, now Jagannath has come, but where is Balaram and Subhadra? Go and bring the two. And they first install these deities in San Francisco, and then ISKCON become immediately spread all over the world.
И что же произошло? Джаганатха появился перед Шилпрупадой через Матаджи Малати, когда тогда Шилпрупада спросила, где была Рама и Субхадра, и они установили вот эти божества Джаганатхи, и тогда ИСККОН оно распространилось по всему миру.
Prabhupada as a child, Prabhupada as a 5-year child was lovingly worshipping Jagannath by performing Jagannath Rath Yatra.
Когда Шрила Прабхупада был ребенком 5 лет, он на самом деле вот, организовал вот эту Ратха Ятру.
And to reciprocate with Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was old, Jagannath went in America to make his movement successful.
И он, Джаганнатха, отвечал Шрила Прабхупаде для того, чтобы это движение сознания Кришны, оно стало успешным по всему миру.
So, the cow was without calf.
Таким образом, корова, она была без теленка.
Because the cruel people, they separate the calf and kill, eat the calf, and the cow, because there is no calf, what is ashru vadanam? The cows, the whole face is covered with the tears.
И так в этом стихе вот указано, что корова была без теленка, потому что этот жестокий человек забрал у нее теленка и съел его. И корова, она была, ее все лицо было покрыто слезами.
Yeah, she was crying because separated from the baby.
Она плакала, потому что была в разлуке со своим ребенком.
And she was very weak. Shamam, very weak, very weak. Nobody's feeding them. Only taking milk, no feeding.
И она была очень слабой, потому что никто не кормил ее, эксплуатировал только, чтобы получить молоко.
Vyavasam ichchatam. She wanted to eat some grass. Is there any machine in the world made by the scientist where you put a grass on one side and get milk on the other side?
Скажите, есть ли какая-то инженерная машина, которую могли бы положить траву и получить молоко?
No? In Russia? In Russia you have some machine?
Здесь у вас в России есть такая машина?
You know, all that peel of the sabzis and all the grass you put in a machine and next day get a milk?
Положить какие-то овощи, да, и из этой машины получить молоко.
Нет? Oh, yeah, so Krishna has made this cow, good machine, give them grass and get milk.
Но смотрите, Кришна произвел вот эту машину, корову, которая ест траву и производит молоко.
But these cruel people, they don't know this.
Но эти жестокие люди не знают это.
They even don't give grass to the cow. If the cow is giving milk, they can at least little bit look after. No milk, kill cow.
И посмотрите, что происходит. Когда корова не дает молоко, они убивают ее.
Two of the greatest sins going on the planet. Therefore, nobody is happy on the earth.
Два больших греха исходят из этого, что люди становятся несчастными.
Because there is always a war, fighting, killing, earthquake, tsunami, drought. All this is because two major sins committed by irreligious, cruel people. So what are these two heinous, what are these two sinful activities? The one is cow slaughter. The innocent animal which is providing us milk and religious principle is killed mercilessly. And the second one is, even before baby is born, there is abortion or feticide. Yeah, you understood it?
Yes.
Yeah, these are the two greatest sins of the human civilization today. That is the cause of suffering of the human being on this planet and wars and everything. So, you read the translation from verse 3. Although the cow is beneficial because one can draw religious principle from her, she was now rendered poor and calfless. Her legs were being beaten by the Shudra. There were tears in her eyes and she was distressed and weak. She was hankering after some grass in the field. Okay. And Srila Prabhupada writes, this is the next third symptom of the Kali Yuga, the distressed condition of cow. And Srila Prabhupada writes, you can read this part then. Srila Prabhupada writes, this is in a Kali Yuga, the cow is in a distressful condition. Because actually the saintly people, those who teach us the religious principle, most of them, they only take cow milk. The rishis, munis, they take cow milk only. They are called dugdha ahari. Dugdha ahari means they only take milk as their food. The child is innocent because only drinks milk of the mother. Yeah, child is very innocent, always smiling. And a small baby smile 400 times in a day. And everybody is happy to see the baby. Because she's only drinking milk. No other food. So she is fed by love of the mother and therefore everybody loves her, the baby. So the saintly people, they only take milk from the cow and therefore they always smile and everybody loves them. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, Sukhdev Goswami, he goes every day to everybody's house and standing there for 7 minutes to get some milk. And then Srila Prabhupada says, even 50 years back in India, everybody was ready to give free milk, a liter, half liter at least to sadhus, always. Yes. Grastha never except Vaishya, except the mercantile class, which keep the herd of the cows. They can use and sell the cow products. But Brahmins, he has cow, he never sells milk. Milk is given free. We have seen in our own life, still in Vrindavan, any sadhu goes to somebody's house, they give milk, half liter milk free, no problem. We have seen in our life, if you have a small baby in your house and you have no cow milk, then I will make the butter from my cow milk, cow yogurt, and then churn and butter, and then I'll send you butter free for your baby.
Mm.
And then the buttermilk was free for the from every house. So many people come and ask some buttermilk free. Yeah, this is Vedic culture. We have seen in our own village like that. We have cows, anybody can come, ask some milk, take milk, no selling. Because that is religious, that is religion, that you live cooperatively because cow gives enough and you can give to the people and then you are loved by the people and you live peacefully. So Srila Prabhupada is calling Sanatanist, follower of the Vedic principle. So every householder should have cow and bull. Cow is called mother and bull is called father because bull till the field and we get the grains. Yeah, read this, this everything is there. So this culture is now, this culture is no more. This is a problem on the whole planet. And then Srila Prabhupada writes two things because this is the mission statement of Sri Krishna. Go Brahman Hitaya. Because the people who follow the Vedic religion, they respect the cow and Brahman. Cow and Brahman both are respectful and worshipped. Now Supreme Lord Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. And his and what is his other name? Gopal, a protector of the cows. And he was going every day to herd the calves and cows. And the when this is another beauty of Vedic culture. See, as soon as son is 5 year old, he helped the father in his business. Krishna become 4 year old, he was helping Nanda Baba to take care of the calves. When he become 5 years, he said, now I am now big. I don't want to go with calves. I will go with the cows and I will herd the cows. The son used to help the father from the age of 5 in his profession. So by the age of 15, he was knowing the full profession of his father. He has not to run for any low-class service and employment, no need. And the daughter in Vedic culture, when she is 5 years, she helped the mother in cleaning and cooking. So this is a simple culture where you have not to beg for any service, you are self-employed. So when Krishna become 5 year old, he said, now I will go for herding the cows. Oh, Nanda Baba said, cows go far away in forest. You will be hungry. Who will give you food? Who will give you milk? It's very difficult to bring the cows back from the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, no, we will ask from our Gurudev, Sandila Rishi, which is a right to Muhurat, or a time for you to start herding the cows. Well, Sandila Rishi came at that time. He just came. Sandalya. Oh, he said this young boy Krishna is insisting he will herd the cows. So what is the good day astrologically? Oh, Sandalya says today, tomorrow morning is a very good day. Oh, Nanda Baba says, you guru and your disciple, you are together. You want to do what you like. So next day was a preparation between Nandagao and Barsana, that tomorrow the Krishna and the coward boys, instead of taking the calf, they will take cows to the grazing ground. So till midnight, they were decorating their cows with nice garlands and ornaments, and putting on the horns golden pipes, and on the hoofs silver. They were decorating their cows. So next morning, Mother Yashoda brought a pair of shoes, and he says, Krishna, you wear these shoes because you have to go far away in the forest behind the cows. In the forest, there may be thorns, there are stones, so your tender foot will be hurt. Oh, Krishna says, Ma, why only one pair? I have to take so many cows. Where are the shoes for the cows? Oh, Yashoda may say, oh, cow is an animal. Oh, Krishna become completely dissatisfied. He threw his all ornaments. No, no, I am not going. Why you are calling cow animal? No, cow is not animal. Cow is worshipable for me. Cow is mata. Cow is mother. How can we call cow animal? And Yashoda Maya said, no, no, I will never say cow animal. Cow is mother, please go. Oh, I will not wear these shoes. If cows don't wear shoes, I will not wear shoes. How will you manage all these cows in the forest? Then Krishna started playing on his flute, and all the cows were just running around the Krishna. So simply by his flute, he was enchanting all the cows to follow Krishna. So Krishna personally, his mission is Gau Brahman Hitaya. Hitaya means benefit, or giving the protection and benefit and glory to the cows and Brahman. He appear in this world. So this is the Srila Prabhupada writes, this is the business of the Sanatanas, the follower of Vedas, to give respect to the cows and Brahmanas.
карма это, так
сказать, Шри Прабхупад. So you read this. Cow's calf is not only beautiful to look. Can you see this? Cow's calf is not only beautiful to look at, but also gives satisfaction to the cow. Then Prabhupada said, in Kali Yuga there is no respect for the calf because the greedy people need more milk, so they kill the calf. Srila Prabhupada says, how can I write these things in pages of Bhagavatam? Read this. Okay, read the purport. After that, yeah, go ahead.
Корова остается слезами на глазах, шудры выдают ее искусственными методами, а когда молоко кончается, ее отправляют на бойню. Такие греховные действия – причина всех несчастий в современном обществе. Люди не ведают, что творят во имя экономического развития. Экономика.
So Srila Prabhupada says, if we respect the cow and bull, if they are happy, then the society will be happy because they are the pillars of the economy of the Vedic system. Hare Krishna. So what we learned, the third symptom of the Kali is no respect, care or protection of the cows. Now cow is not a family in a house. It is just a commercial business. People keep cows to get milk and then kill the cows. But before the cow was the family member. And hal transport was the bull transport, bullock cart. Say, ecologically very beautiful bull transport without pollution of the atmosphere. Nice bullock carts. And the land when tilled by the bull, the manure is given by the cow dung and cow urine, and the land is very soft, and the crop will be very productive. But the big machine like tractor, they praise the earth so much that the grain cannot fructify, so you have to put the chemical poison as a fertilizer. And the greedy people, they need more product from the earth, so they put the chemical fertilizers, which is poison. If you have your own land, you have your own cow and bull, then you are the most peaceful person on the planet. Actually, Srila Prabhupada wanted, in his last days, this half work of Krishna conscious movement, I have leaving unfinished for you to complete. That you establish the self-sufficient farm communities. Where you have your own agriculture product and your own cows and bulls to for your economy. And just live peacefully with nature and and love and serve Krishna. Well, in India, there are in certain places we started these farm communities. One in near Baroda in Gujarat, there is a 30-acre land where the 30 families are living there. I say some 20 families are living there, and they are doing the agriculture as self-sufficient and a school for their children, a Gurukul school, Prabhupada's books only. Near Baroda. Farm community called Nandagaon. A hectare, 30 hectare land, hectare land, whatever you call. They just simply use cows and bulls and their own education, their own grains. They want to live peacefully with nature, what Prabhupada wanted. Some other places also, they are trying to do this. Prabhupada wanted every temple should have a farm community. So Brahman should worship the deity and educate the community in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And the Kshatriyas, they should do the management of the whole community. And Vaishya should have a land and the cows, and they should cultivate the land and provide the grains and foods and milk to the community. And the working class, the other fourth working men, they should build the houses, they should build the temple, they should build the farms, and they should help the community to live peacefully. So just live peacefully, educate your children, give protection to your senior people and live peacefully. Of course, it is not easy for our age group to live like that. But the children, if they are trained from the very beginning in this system, then they will be successful in the future. So actually we have to start from the new grastas. They should do garbhadan sanskar, and then they produce children and give the children to us to train them in this system. Then after 50 years we will have beautiful farm communities. They should not only have one child, they should give at least two children to the community, to the Krishna conscious society, for the future army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan army, and then they can have one or two for themselves. Yes, Hare Krishna. Yes. Srila Prabhupada spread this movement by the young boys and girls. He wanted to young children of his disciples to become good devotees in Gurukul. But somehow we are not successful till now.
почему-то вот до сих пор нет такого успеха.
So in the future we need devotees to have some children dedicated in from the beginning to the Krishna conscious movements farm projects. Yeah, this is the need of the world. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any vipros, commentary? Okay, Nirmala?
Я хотела спросить, вот есть коровы, как бы отличаются между собой, вот, которые в Индии, да, зебу, и которые у нас, они даже внешне очень отличаются. И молоко, наверное, тоже отличается, да? Ну и как бы вот, вот эта разница, она отражается как на влияние, как то молоко и это молоко, как оно влияет.
If you look at cows, they look differently. For example, our cows here or those cows in India, zebu cows, they look differently, even from their appearance.
So yes.
Their milk is also must be different. Does this milk act differently? Does it influence?
There's a difference. The cow which have a hump.
Корова с таким горбиком.
Your cows don't have hump. This is a flat back. That cow has a hump like this. That cow which has a hump, their milk is very useful. Well, there's something going on in India. Desi means local. Bharti means from the India. Cows, the species of the cows of the local, they are original species. They are a mixed species with something.
Some other animal.
Yeah.
Somebody says this.
Yeah, these are the Jersey. These are Jersey cows, something. I don't know. They are from the Australia or some other. They are cows, but those cows are definitely more spiritually potent product of those cows.
Original.
The local Indian breed.
Ну, в общем, у местных коров в Индии, которые относятся к местной породе, у них более духовно сильное молоко. Но что-то происходит в Индии, что я ничего не поняла. Там каких-то других коров заводят, что ли, в Австралии, откуда-то что-то.
But the cow is cow. I mean, you know, that which gives milk is always respected.
Но все же корова, это есть корова, и она дает молоко, но ж не уважает.
But the calf should be protected, the bull should be used for tilling and transport. Yeah, they should not be killed. Hare Krishna. Sto. Ida.
Целесообразно нам потреблять такие молочные продукты, которые получены путем убийства, и мы ведь, получается, мы тоже в этом участвуем, покупая это молоко. You said that cows should be protected, but our cows are not protected. They know that they will be killed. So should we actually drink milk of such cow? Because some people say that this is blood of a cow.
There are two type of milk. One is called violent milk, and one is called non-violent milk, hansik and non-hansik milk.
Говорят о том, что два вида молока можно выделить, это такое сказать, молоко полученное с насилием и ненасильственное молоко.
The cows which are protected, the calves which are cared and nursed, their milk is called non-violent milk.
Если коров не убивают, их об их телятах заботится, она сама о своем теленке заботится, то такое молоко ненасильственное.
And when the cows are not protected, their calves are killed, that milk is called violent milk. It is always advisable to use the non-violent milk, ahimsic milk. But since you cannot do it much, it is either you have your own cows or else at least use milk rather than meat. I think in near Omsk now they have a Planet Krova. They have some 80 cows. They are producing their own milk, their own cream, their own cheese, their own condensed milk. And some grastas are living there, taking care of all these things. So there is one example we can have, our own communities can have our own cows protected and we can use their milk. That will be more useful. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ekadashi.